It's the review. We're back after Liverpool 4, Leeds United 3, the opening game of the Premier League season. And for extra comfort for you, it's the original team, if you like, of Dan Morgan, Sean Rodgers and Neil Atkinson. Not to outdo, you know, Paul Cope, Neil Jones or anyone else who contributes really well to this.
Copey's there.
Oh, was he? Yeah, Copey. Yeah. God, I didn't know you were on. Sorry. I didn't see you. This is the problem.
I literally thought you were messing then.
Oh, my God.
This is the problem with Zoom. Is that it only showed you?
Yeah, he hadn't said anything.
It doesn't show you anyone.
And then they were like Chrissy Lawler, Silent Night, Paul Cope.
Jesus Christ!
Do you want me to start it again?
I'll have you know. I was one of the original team members of the review. Jesus!
I was just about to say the review founded by Paul Cope, but then you were on the call. So, sorry, mate. It was only because we'd done 6 months of us, three when you were off on your last adventure somewhere.
Well, do you know what I mean? I mean, I go away for 3 weeks and I'm just completely forgotten about. How about that for a life lesson?
First game of the season, nerves here from Morgan. First game of the season, errors. It's not sharp.
Barley Cope.
This is a perfect start, isn't it? It's absolutely reflective of the game yesterday.
To be fair, I think the moon is the only place that doesn't have a Paul Cope flag. Soon-esque Galatasaray style conquered.
I'm on it, mate. Don't worry.
Oh God! Let's just have a mad one from here. Let's just all chip in with the madness of the game. I'll come to you first, then Cope, scenes as I have absolutely put my foot in it there. Before we get into the actual madness, let's look at the lineup and the omission of Fabinho. I sort of had a Fabinho worry going into this game. I thought that he was going to be sort of the press victim. I thought he was going to be Bielsa's plan around the pool, if you like. A lot of it would have centred around Fabinho. There's that, but there's also the big thing about sort of just what it means to get Jordan Henderson back in this side now. And I think that there's a lot made of Liverpool's midfield and defending going throughout the 90 minutes, which we'll come to, but there is just something to be said for the captain's there. He's screaming at people to get in position. He's talking them through a game of football. And no matter what, that counts for a lot now with this team.
Yeah, the Fabinho omission was one of those things. Do every now and then when you think, I wish I'd have tweeted about that beforehand, because I'd have looked like I know what I'm talking about. It was one of them for me, because I'm almost certain. One of the great bits we've had, like when Joe unintended consequences of the lockdown and no crowd and all that, is you get to hear a bit more of what's going on the pitch and the sideline. And in the Blackpool game, there was a moment when Klopp got literally caught on camera screaming at the team. And I think it was directed at Fabinho, which was, and it was really damning, because it was basically do all the things you're meant to do as a defensive midfielder. It was like he was screaming out to, like, tackle, win your battles, run a bit more, be quicker. And it was at that moment I thought, I don't think you're going to start the first game of the season. Because, and we've seen this with Fabinho at times when he was settling in. It's one of the points I've made about Thiago, and some people do not like this, but it doesn't matter how good you are. Like, there are times in this league when it just passes you by. And I thought if Henderson's fit, he'll play instead of Fabinho first game of the season, because it just, even pre-season and maybe towards the end of the lockdown, it was like he's dipped below that intensity again and he needs to get back up to it. We've seen it before with Matip and a few others. And the one thing you can guarantee with Jordan Henderson is, regardless of form, regardless of finesse, he won't dip below that intensity. And against this Leeds team, and I mean, you could predict it beforehand, but we've definitely seen it after 90 minutes of playing against them. The one thing you have to have is intensity.